from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Friday here on the morning shift. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with Mike Johnson, national champion, All-American.
TV connoisseur.
TV connoisseur.
TV connoisseur, you know what I'm saying?
And radio veteran Allie Mack as well, as we are hanging out here on a Friday, getting you set for Falcons and Dolphins. First preseason game, it is here, y'all. It is happening tonight. Day-Day, what you got?
Sorry, guys. You know, I don't like to interrupt you guys because, But anyway, I just want to give a shout-out to Coach Mike Townsend of Trinity Christian, because Dylan, he just texted me and said he's down to splurge if you need an extra TV.
There
wow.
It is.
Hey.
Yes. There it is. Congratulations, Dylan. You might get a second TV.
You know what I'm saying? Do we need to set up the
at
GoFundMe?
At this rate, hey, Dylan coach? May end up with like 4 or 5 TVs.
Hey, we'll just set up the GoFundMe. Everybody
no.
Drop, you know,
I won't say no.
Everybody drop $1 in the GoFundMe, and we'll wait till Prime Day rolls around, and we'll just pluck one of those Insignia 55s, you know, for a $1.99.
I'm here.
You know what I mean?
I'm here for all of it. Hey, coach.
Smart 4Ks.
Hey, coach. You know, hey, if you need my info, I'll plug. Me and Day-Day will get together. I got you, man.
Yeah, I tweet the Venmo.
Hey, you're
can you imagine Dylan watching the game tonight and he wants to shift from the living room to the bedroom? He's like, all right, it's commercial. Yeah. Let's go. Go, go, go.
That scenario has happened.
Hey, no.
That
no.
We're laughing. That scenario
you
has happened.
Say Serbia. It's halftime. Go, babe. Go, go.
We got to go now. Go. Gotta go now. We got to go now. We got 2 minutes at the most. Two minutes.
It's got an update. It's got an update over there. What are the odds? It's got an update. No, bro. No.
Yeah.
Never. Man, that is.
I'll never be too prideful. I'll take all the free stuff you guys want to give me. So, hey, it's all good. It's all good. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. You want a smart, lasting, clean, call up Zero Res. They'll give you just that. And having fun here on a Friday. And again, Falcons, Dolphins, first preseason game tonight happening with coverage here on 92.9 The Game. Starting at 5 o'clock, Mikey P, Chris Goforth giving you pregame starting at 5. And then Wes Durham, Dave Archu, giving you the kickoff at 7. All right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm sure you'll hear Squidbilly try to yell loud enough for one of their microphones to pick him up tonight. You know what I mean? He sits between Arch and Wes. He'll be leaning into Arch trying to yell loud enough where everybody can pick him up on the broadcast.
I do wonder if Bo got a crease protectors. You know, did he show you the customized shoes that he made?
No,
had this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he got crease protectors. So it basically stops from like shoes like Air Force Ones or AJs, as you like to call
AJs,
them.
Yeah.
It'll stop from getting like creases in the like top part of your foot or in the bottom part of the shoe. I'll show you. Have you ever heard of this, Alex?
Well, I haven't heard of the crease protectors, but I wish I had them. I was wearing my Jordans the other day, and they're starting to get that little crease.
Yeah.
And I don't like that look.
What is the thing for that? Does it go in the shoe?
It does go in the shoe.
You can get them on Amazon.
I order them all the time.
Today I learned.
Yeah.
Today I learned.
Crease protectors, man.
Hashtag TIL. You know, today I learned. I had no idea that was a thing.
I was today years old.
Yeah, you know, golly.
But getting to the Falcons here, Mike, I do want to ask you this. And obviously, we're all excited to see Michael Penix and see what he's going to do. I'm excited to see what these two coordinators cook up as well. Two new coordinators, and I both think both first-time coordinators as well. Jimmy Lake and Zach Robinson, both. First time for Zach being an OC, I think. First time for Jimmy Lake being a DC, or he's been a, no, I think he's been a DC before,
I think
maybe.
He's been a DC once before. He was a college head coach, yep, too, at some point, so it's not all new to him.
But the point being here, and the question I want to get to is, what are you looking for from them schematically today? And I know we talked about it earlier. Going to be vanilla, maybe with some sprinkles, maybe with some M&Ms. But what are you looking for them?
Well,
tonight?
I want to see what personnel comes on the field first. Obviously, a lot of talk about Zach Robinson. And look, Arthur Smith used a ton of tight ends. You know, we've talked until we're blue in the face about the Michael Pruitts of the world, the Parker Hesses that were up and down. Jonnu Smith is in Miami now, so you might see him tonight as well. But I want to see the personnel he comes out with. And I want to see if we can A-gap runs. I think that is a vanilla enough to where you would showcase that in a preseason game. A-gap runs were not a thing under Arthur Smith. Now, you would cut back into the A-gap and get up the center's butt a little bit. But when you talk about actual A-gap downhill runs where, you know, the running back takes an offset step and actually goes downhill, just didn't see it last year. So I think when you look at short yardage packages and picking up those small chunk yards and maybe where Bijan is more comfortable, I think that's going to be exciting to see. And as far as Jimmy Lake goes on defense, what does the shell look like, right? What is the first personnel you put in? Where does a guy like Zach Harrison fit in? And you know, are you playing a three-down spacing with a zero nose and two fours? Or are you playing an over front with a – and I know I'm talking probably, you know, Spanish to some people, but are you playing an over front with, you know, four-down spacing and things like that? I just want to see schematically what he is trying to get accomplished. Is he building a picket fence on defense, or is he trying to get into the backfield and use disruptors? So that's what I'll kind of have my eyes on.
So I'm curious because, I mean, we've all been through it, right? The ups and downs with the Falcons. We get our hearts broken. We get our hopes up.
Yep.
Tonight's game, you know, if something goes a little haywire immediately on Twitter, on socials, and be like, it's over!
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Does tonight's game, winning or losing, does it matter?
That's a good question, and that's always something. I think for us, no. I don't think for us it matters at all. And to be honest with you, this game probably less than the next two because I think this being the first preseason game, it's like let's see when we trim where we have to trim to, right? The back 40 on the roster, the guys that won't be there when the actual season starts, you'll see what they're made of. But I do think it is kind of a morale booster. I think you start to learn who you can go to in crunch time. Lord knows, last year we talked about Godwin Igwebuke a lot, you know, that he ends up P-Squad and then goes to Pittsburgh and kind of, you know, bounces all over the place. But there are guys that you learn to lean on. I mean, DeMarco Helms is a great example last year.
Yeah.
DeMarco Helms got two interceptions in the preseason. One of them was against Miami. And then by the end of the year or by midway through the season, he's worked his way into the rotation and then ends up starting a couple of games over Richie Grant. So does it matter as far as winning and losing? No, I don't think so, specifically the first game. But I do think that you can start to identify those people that help you in crunch time kind of get those results, and I think that's what we'll be looking for tonight.
So I'm wondering, to that point, talked about how the coaches are really going to be looking to see how much they need to trim down, how much they can trim down the back 40 of that roster. With that being said, Mike, do we see any starters tonight? I mean, I know offense probably not. Even on defense, are we going to see a guy like maybe Zach Harrison, like TQ Graham? Are we going to see any starters at all on either sides of the ball?
I would be curious to see. I think you'll see guys that are in position battles get run tonight.
Clark Phillips,
about,
maybe.
Right. I'm thinking about maybe Clark Phillips. I think you'll probably see Arnold Ebiketie, who a lot of people have penciled in as a starter, but I don't think his role is defined yet, right? I mean, when you go out to practice, Arnold Ebiketie, it's like you see him here, and then you see him three plays gone, and then you see him in another spot. And I don't really know, you know, is he the designated pass rusher? Is he going to be an outside linebacker? Is he a guy that only comes in on third down? I don't know. So I think you'll see guys like that. You know, do you call them a starter right now? I don't know. I think they've done such a good job on the defensive front with the defensive linemen so far throughout camp of mixing up those groups to the point that I don't even know who is a starter other than Grady Jarrett. You know, I don't know who the starter is. David Onyemata works in, and then it's TQ Graham, and then it's Zach Harrison, and then it's Kentavious Street, and then it's a number of other guys. So I don't even know who starters are on the defense right now in a lot of spots. I think the guys that are in position battles, you'll start to see them play.
Well, and this week we've been talking about Rondale Moore. I mean, he suffered an injury during practice the other day. Who's going to step up in his absence?
It's a great question.
It is a great question. Now, I think that Ray-Ray McCloud, I think they were in a small position battle for wide receiver three. The interesting thing, though, when you start to look at this depth chart, if Ray-Ray McCloud, and by all accounts, he was ahead in that position battle, had he won that position battle, I don't think it's as simple as saying Rondale Moore goes to wide receiver four. And that's because of special teams. He doesn't have the special teams background that a lot of the other players do. So you might go, if you were a Rondale Moore and you were healthy, you might have gone from wide receiver three, maybe all the way down to five, six, and a roster battle. So I think when you look at kind of taking over for Rondale Moore and seeing, you know, who can kind of fit in those slots, I don't think it's as simple as saying, well, you just slot up the fourth guy. No, I think Ray-Ray McCloud kind of goes in that space. I think when you look at one of the Washingtons that have come in, James, in the draft pick out of Illinois, Casey Washington looks like an eighth-year player. I mean, anybody that's been out to camp and has laid eyes on Casey Washington, you know, look, there was quarterback problems in his situation in college. There were some injuries here and there. But you want to talk about sculpting a wide receiver and what he's supposed to look like, Casey Washington fills that role. So I think there is opportunity for him to show out on special teams and maybe slide up in that depth chart.
And I'm glad we brought this up, this conversation about the receivers, because this adds to what we will see tonight, because with that spot opening up, like Mike, you said, it's not as simple as, okay, Rondale Moore down, we're just going to move the next guy up. Now there is another spot open. Of course, you know, we knew Ray-Ray McCloud was going to be in the fold and things like that, but now there is a spot for a guy like you're just talking about, a Casey Washington, a James Washington, you know, somebody else. We knew Kadir Hodge, probably his spot in the roster is probably pretty solidified for the most part as well, but it does seem like maybe there is now an extra spot or guys who are going to be playing tonight to go say, hey, I'm a playmaker out here too, and I deserve to be on this 53.
Yeah, and I think, look, and I love how some fans that don't pay a ton of attention to the back of the roster are like, they see a Kadir Hodge playing wide receiver, and they're like, why are they so in love with this guy at wide receiver? It's because he's an elite gunner on special teams, right? Yeah. I mean, it's because he's elite on special teams. And I think to that point, you start messing with roster numbers too when you start looking at, look, you can look at the depth chart at running back right now. You get past Bijan and Tyler Algier, Avery Williams, Carlos Washington, and Jace McClellan, who was just a draft pick. All three of those guys have things to prove. You're not going to keep five running backs. So then you start playing with those numbers. Which one of those guys can play special teams? And maybe the number of guys at wide receiver starts to slip down a little bit, and the numbers at running back go up. If you're Terry Fontenot and you're looking at this game tonight, it's almost not even worth watching offensive and defensive guys, because you just want to, hey, can you cover a kick? In the words of Keith Armstrong, can you cover a kick? You don't play wide receiver. You play gunner in R3, buddy. So go ahead and strap up and see if you can get down there.
It will be very interesting to see what all plays out tonight. Excited to see Michael Penix. But as we talked about, there's a lot of other things to watch for as well. We would talk about Falcons and Dolphins. Preseason game number one. It's going down tonight again. Pre-game coverage starting right here, 5 o'clock on Sports Radio 99 The Game, with Mike Johnson right here, the man to my left, and Chris Goforth. They'll hold you down at 5 o'clock. Then West Durham, Dave Archer take over at 7 to bring you the game. Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth are back after the game for the Falcons post-game show 2 hours after the game. And then Rob Tribble on the Falcons flyover after that to get your reactions. But coming up next here, about 6 minutes from now on the morning shift, is it time to start thinking about what life will be for the Braves after Brian Snicker? We'll talk about that next here on the Morning Shift. Dylan Matthews, Mike Johnson, Ali Mack will be back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.